Chapter 1. Red Behavior. How to recognize a red. We'll do it my way now. You quickly notice a red person because he makes no effort to hide who he is. A red person is energetic and determined. They push themselves hard and they almost never give up. They've a strong belief in their ability to achieve anything as long as they work hard enough. People who have lots of red in their behavior are task-focused extroverts who enjoy challenges. They make quick decisions and are often comfortable leading and taking risks. In fact, people often think of reds as natural leaders, and it's not unusual for a CEO or a president to have lots of red in his behavior. To say that they always want to compete is probably not completely true, but if there's a chance to win something, why not? You can also recognize reds by other behavior. Who talks the loudest? Reds. Who gives all their energy when explaining something? Reds. Who's always the first to answer a question? Reds again. And who, during a pleasant dinner, has strong opinions to give on just about any topic? Reds. Something is always happening in the lives of red people. They can't sit still and are always on the move. Doing nothing is a waste of time. Life is short. Better get going immediately. Do you recognize the type? Tell me what you really think. Reds are direct. When asked a question, they say exactly what they think, without the need to make it sound nicer. When a thought comes into their heads, everyone knows about it immediately. They've opinions on most things, and they share them quickly and efficiently. People often say that Reds are very honest because they aren't afraid to say what they really think. They don't understand why people get upset. They've only said things as they are. If you need someone with extra energy, you may want to invite a Red into the team or project group. They keep going when others have given up. If they're determined to succeed, that is. If a task is important, a Red will go through fire and water to complete it. But if he feels it has no purpose, into the trash it goes. Can I win something? In that case, I'm in. Reds like competing. They enjoy both the conflict in a competition and the great feeling of winning. They even enjoy winning competitions that are only in their own heads. It could be passing someone who is walking slowly in the street, finding the best parking space, or dominating the family game of Monopoly, despite being the only adult competing against the children. For a Red, this is all natural because he sees himself as a winner. Time is money. Quick is the same as good for Reds. If you're in a meeting and suddenly notice that someone is doing something totally different, it may well be a Red who has lost interest. His thoughts may already be on the next step in the process being discussed. Because Reds are quick thinkers, they move on before everyone else. Few things annoy Reds more than people wasting time. If a meeting or a conversation goes on too long, he may interrupt and say something like, "We've already discussed this for 20 minutes. How hard can it be?" If you think about it, they're often right. When other people may find it difficult to make a decision, Reds are prepared to make quick decisions to keep things moving. With a Red on the team, things won't be discussed endlessly. It's always better to do something rather than nothing. Anything is possible. Or is it? Reds think that if we don't push ourselves to the limit, we haven't tried hard enough. They love difficult tasks, and they're extremely ambitious. Reds ask more of themselves than any of the other colors would, and they're always prepared to work hard. All reds are ambitious, but this shouldn't be confused with a need for power. Fearless reds have no problem taking positions of power, but they're not always looking for them. Although making decisions and avoiding having to wait for others can be useful, having a position of power is not important to them. This is because they don't usually care what others think of them. Let me tell you how things really are. When a red has an opinion about something, or if he wants the rest of us to agree with him, he does everything possible to persuade us. When reds believe something, they let people know that this is the only truth there is. There are two ways to do this: my way and the wrong way. What's the point of following the crowd? Reds are original and strong-minded. They're decisive and interested in results. For reds, it's not enough to do things like everyone else does. Reds aren't afraid to make difficult decisions while everyone else is still considering the risks. It's of little surprise that many new businesses are started by reds. It wasn't better before. A red doesn't try to keep to his original point of view if he realizes that there's a better solution. He has no problem changing his opinion, so he doesn't reject other people's ideas if he has none himself. For a red, it's worth looking into anything that can move things forward. Sometimes, his decisions can come a bit too quickly, but this ability to change brings a lot of energy and flexibility. If nothing has happened in a while, he'll push harder. Some people may find this stressful, but when you ask a red why he changed something, the answer could well be, "Because I could." There are negative sides to this. Reds change things because they get bored easily, but the people around them have no idea what will happen next. When greens and blues have just got used to things and finally understood what they have to do, a red will have already worked out the next step. Conclusions on red behavior. So, do you know any reds? If you want to get to know some famous red people, consider Steve Jobs, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Venus Williams, Barack Obama, or Margaret Thatcher.